This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just wanted to give you a quick shout out and tell you thank you very much for your listenership. I thank you for your loyalty. GCN thanks you for your loyalty, and we thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays and one of the top three radio shows during the week. Now, it's taken four years with GCN. Prior to being on Genesis Communication Networks, we were actually on Salem Communications for 13 years prior to that. And we were local. We were in Chicago. We were in D.C. Now we're in 55 different locations demographically across the United States of America. And I just want to, again, tell you thank you very much for your listenership. And, again, thank you for caring enough about your country to actually stand up and fight for it, because we have a posterity in which we need to leave the freedoms in which was given to us by our forefathers. And if we did anything less than that, that would make us cowards of men, and I don't plan on signing that dotted line. We've been talking about, during the last segment, during the first hour, we got a phone call from Rod from Michigan talking about an individual, and we're going to dig up some hopefully some archives to see if that be true, that morality doesn't matter, folks. And then I was sharing with you during that segment, after I heard that statement, I began to think within myself, and it didn't take too long to figure out what the problem is, because the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and most people that would, if that statement was made, that's all you have to do is to look to their lifestyle, and you can find their errors. A preacher one time said this: if you want to find out why a man speaks out against the Bible, which God does promote morality every step of the way, through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the sacrifice of Christ, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ and the gift of prophecy, just follow him home. You'll understand why he's at war with morality. And when you're talking about being at war with morality, you're at war with God, who established morality. Okay? I just want to make the parallel so you can get where I'm going and what I'm saying here. But I also wanted to say this, that men in a word, said Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, he said, men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible, a moral people, an obedient people unto God out of love, Romans 5:5, or by the bayonet, who profess they love God, but they do nothing about the crimes in which God condemns. Okay? Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House, said that. So, friends, either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And by the way, when you look across the boards, what is everybody complaining about concerning this criminal administration? The immorality. And when you begin to look at the immorality, they're complaining about the same things that God is complaining about. But what the problem that we have is we have the homosexual that doesn't like the fact that other people are immoral too. The atheist doesn't like the fact that other people are immoral as well. But it's interesting, they war against God, who established those laws to protect themselves, but it's a double standard. See, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and that's exactly why they're unstable in all of their ways. And it reminded me of Madeleine Murray O'Hare, who, by the way, her son was raised up, and he has a ministry in Washington, D.C., so the last laugh, again, was on this atheist that was at war with God. But in saying that, she was actually killed by a murderer. See, she wanted God out of the public arena. But see, when the guy came in and wanted to take out her life, I guarantee, or take her life from her, I guarantee you the last thing that went through her mind was, God was right. God established those laws to protect me from crimes in which this man wants to commit against me right now. That's why law is so important. And friends, furthermore, if you don't want somebody stealing from you, then don't steal from them. If you don't want someone to kill you, then don't kill them. Hey, folks, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law. And what is the fulfilling of the law? That heart is love. Again, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you like the fact that the government is corrupt? No. Do you like the fact, and going back to what I was premising this conversation on, do you like the fact that someone's out there actually in check? I got it in check right now. Might be saying that it doesn't matter in government if they're moral or not. Folks, you got to be kidding me. You're complaining about the immoralities of them that are killing, stealing, and cheating, and violating law. Their whole purpose is to enforce the law so we can remain a free people. But when that goes, everything else goes. And yes, it is laid to the door of the church. There's no question about it. But we all have the Bible in this country, and we all have a responsibility to pick up that Bible and make it applicable to every given situation, first starting with ourselves. So I wanted to bring that into the light, and I wanted you to understand, when I say stuff, a lot of times I'll just shoot scripture off. I'll just shoot from the hip. Folks, I'm picking the sword out of the rock right on the spot, because it just, the Holy Ghost brings it to my remembrance, and sometimes it bubbles up, and sometimes I'll hear it, and it's just like, you know what, it's going. But I want to make it clear. Everything Jesus did was in parables. And why did he do that? Because he said unto his disciples, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, unto them it is not. But for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, I want you to understand it. And time again, the apostles would say, would you give us an exposition, per se, Jesus, on what you just taught us there in that parable? And he would, and they would get it. And he would bring it to the simplicity which is found in Christ. Folks, morality matters within everything that we do. It matters so much that God actually sent his son to die for the sins of the world to reestablish what men failed to establish through Adam. Okay? We're talking about the second Adam now. We're saved by grace. And what are we saved for? Because we know we've been saved from hell. Well, now we know what we're saved for. And that's what I want you to understand, is we are magnifying the laws of God. Romans 13, folks, I can go down the line and I can go off onto a whole different subject right now. But remember, Jesus said, thy laws are written upon my heart and my mind. I have come to do thy will, O God. Read Hebrews 10 when you get a moment. And if you want an Old Testament reference, go ahead and give me a call. I can give you a whole bunch of those as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to us by Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. Now, he said right after that, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Now, I want you to go back during the break between hour one and hour two. Did you hear what the president was doing? He was using communist slogans. The slogan is forward. We're moving forward. He used this during his presidential campaign the second time around. We're going to move forward. That's a communist slogan. Folks, you need to understand, these people condemn it in the South, and they promote it in the North. There is no difference between what Russia is doing and what American government is doing today, because what you're seeing today, they can act like they're enemies all day long, but I want to tell you, you can rest assured, they're in it together, America, trying to establish something called a new world order.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Let's get back on topic. By the way, friends, I want you to understand all these little bunny trails. That's why I love the interjection of callers, because you get me thinking as to what the people need to hear. I love the prophetic bunny trails. We've been talking about grinding down the American slaves, and if you would like to add to, take away, contend, whatever the case may be, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about grinding down the American slaves, that would be you, America, and crushing them from beneath through the methods that they're using on you today, friends. And I've been highlighting the fact that, friends, when I was down south just over the last week doing ministry work, showing you my faith by my works, and I'm showing you my love by my deeds. That sounds familiar, right, friends? I noticed that. Again, in front of the door, I was affronted with the headlines that Clinton leads over Trump and it narrows to 5 points. And then I went downstairs on the way out of the hotel room. Then I noticed the FBI director talking about how there was no reasonable prosecutor that would actually indict Hillary Clinton. And then I exposed to you facts. Not opinion, facts, that Mr. Comey's got a history of helping the Clintons out. And nobody's talking about that. And friends, you don't have to hear anybody talking about that. That's all you have to do, again, is go back to what Jesus said. Judge them by what they do. Because what they say and what they do are two different stories, without fail. And I told you the result. President Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Wait a second. And I want you to understand, I'm putting this into content, or in context, I'm sorry. If you remember, right, the history of tyrants and patriots are the tyrants affronting the patriots. And then at length, the patriots finally had enough and they deal with the tyrants. That's what he's talking about. Nobody here is talking about affronting this administration. What I'm saying is America enforced the laws against the crimes of this administration because we have laws in place that condemn the crimes that you tolerate. So therefore, it doesn't have to come to that. But America, let's put it into context. He is affronting you on a daily basis, him and his masters. are affronting you on a daily basis, and you get to see them all day long. And folks, during the second segment of the first hour today, I talked about how you've been conditioned to settle for the likes of Trey Gowdy, who has yet to break forth an indictment concerning Fast and Furious at the beginning of this criminal administration. You are appeased by the fact that he just gets out there and he says things that make you feel good about what he's doing and make you feel good about the fact that he's in that position. But America, where's the indictments? Same thing with Daryl Issa. I got to go back to them because that's who was interviewing Mr. Comey this week from the FBI. Folks, where's the indictments? Where are they? And that's what I'm talking about. You're being appeased by the fact that you get to watch Trey go ahead and question a couple of these guilty criminals. And you know they're guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. And by the way, so does he. But if we were to judge these guys, Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy, by their fruits, where are the indictments? I mean, they have sat back and watched these criminals affront the American people on a daily basis from scandal after scandal, from effrontery after effrontery, day after day, week after week, month after month, and now they're dealing with the same people that are doing it again because they failed to deal with them 7 3/4 years ago. And I'm talking about Obama. And what I'm talking about, and by the way, you shut down Obama lawfully, you shut down Hillary Clinton lawfully, you shut down those that control them lawfully. See how that works? The only things that are happening to you today in this country are what you allow your representatives to do. And if you don't want to throw off those that throw off the that are throwing off the Constitution by throwing them off, I'll tell you what, you're going to be thrown off. And you're going to be enslaved. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. Grinding down the American slaves. You are the slaves. Folks, again, Thomas Jefferson said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure. Isn't it interesting as well, friends, that the FBI director, you know, they all got together after they killed Lavoie Finicum in Oregon for trying to wake up the American people concerning the treasonous acts of Hillary Clinton with the Russians selling uranium ore underneath from them ranchers. Now, they're in federal prison today, America, and you're okay with that. And you're okay with the FBI director actually going along to get along concerning the murder of Lavoie Finicum. You are okay with that. And I'm talking about your inactions by dealing with the issues at hand. You are okay with him killing Lavoie Finicum. You're okay with knowing that Hillary Clinton is committing the act of treason today, financing her presidential campaign, which, again, she has no support, with the money that she is deriving from Russia. That's called the act of treason, because they are buying uranium ore from American patriots, land that has been stolen by criminals and government. You're okay with that. You're totally okay with that. The FBI director approved what took place in Oregon. That bureaucracy approved the murder of Lavoie Finicum. They got all, they got together, friends, and they agreed what they did was right by killing an unarmed man on the backside of a road in the middle of nowhere in Oregon that was just trying to fight with his brothers to regain their lands in which the federal government was illegally encroaching upon and usurping and even stealing away through the likes of Hillary Clinton. But this isn't the first time. This is the guy that approved. This is the, folks, this is the bureaucracy, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that approved the killing of Lavoie Finicum, all the well knowing that Hillary Clinton is committing the act of treason with the Russians. Same thing with none other than Harry Reid committing the act of treason concerning the Bundys in Nevada. See, you have the information that you don't want to hear because you know once you hear it, now you have to hold them accountable. But you don't want to hold them accountable because you don't want to do nothing about the wrongs in which they commit against you as American people on a daily basis to your own demise. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then you have this director get up on national television and say, no reasonable indictments would be brought against the Clintons. Folks, they got your eye off the ball. Again, he's justifying the criminal and he's condemning the righteous. And the Bible tells us, woe unto those that condemn the righteous. And yet, America, you see them condemn the righteous. And you see them attempt to justify the wicked. That is called a covenant with hell. And they're willing, through this short life, to sacrifice themselves upon the altar to serve tyrants that give them a gift under the table rather than to serve justice to liberate an up-and-coming generation and a society at large. Folks, furthermore, let me even take it this far, because this was during the break as well. These cops that were killed in Dallas, all this the cop killings that have been going on in this country, folks, this is what dictators do. Who's advocated hate towards cops more than Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? Listen to some of the comments that Hillary just made the other day. Folks, you are listening. You have your ear up to the speaker of the devils themselves. You know, you wouldn't know the stick is crooked until you've seen its deviations. And furthermore, you wouldn't have known that the stick was crooked until you laid the straight one next to him. That's why I always put the Word of God and the Constitution up against these criminals, because I want you to see the deviations, and I want you to see who's committing the crimes. These people are willing to condemn the innocent. Hey, folks, that includes you. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And if you think you're not in line, you better think again. Because if you just turn the other cheek while they're committing crimes against the innocent, this corrupt administration, from the top to the bottom, you've got to know it's going to be at your front door sooner or later. It's just how it is. Okay, and then I brought forth concerning the irrationality of the FBI director. Oh, by the way, when I was watching television, going back to the first hour, I was just walking out of the hotel room and I looked up there and I was going to see what he had to say. Fox News pulls him up right away, which, you know, in part is foreign owned. They said that they can't afford a strong American government. It was interesting to note that when they got their little panels together, the first thing they did is had a guest on there that was praising Comey. Oh, I'm so thankful we have him there. He's such a great guy. Isn't it interesting? The very one that's supposed to drop the hammer of justice upon the heads of those that commit the crime, he was praising him and Hillary Clinton as they were letting her off.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One 866 582 9933. Grinding down the American slaves and crushing them from beneath. Been talking about my little venture down south. Went through Nashville, Kentucky, Illinois, Wisconsin, and back up to Minnesota. And I'm just highlighting what I've been paying attention to over the last couple days. And what's going on in your country. And again, friends, I'm always trying to do my best to clean up what others have left off to deal with. In other words, what needs to be said. I always want to make reference to law so you understand who's breaking the law. And when I'm shooting from the hip, friends, and telling you what I'm telling you, I want you to understand, I'm not telling you what I think, I'm telling you what the law says. Now, I've highlighted the fact that Comey, FBI director, said that there would be no reasonable individual is what he was talking about, an attorney to actually bring an indictment against the Clintons. It's interesting the unreasonableness in that statement, and how telling it is when they say things like this. And then I shared with you earlier, friends, that Charles D. Montesquieu said that there's no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Folks, they are protecting their own. And I want to tell you why, because they're in it together. Hello! That makes sense, right? Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, no fixed power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people. Folks, they are making war with you, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. You're not called to obey unjust laws anywhere. And are left to the common refuge. Look to your forefathers, as a matter of fact, friends. And are left to the common refuge which God hath provided for all men against force and violence. Folks, you have left off through being neutered your force. And this, you know, goes back to what Thomas Jefferson again said. You know, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty, folks. So let me go to my next point. It was also reported shortly thereafter, me walking out of the hotel room at this point, that Hillary's out there flying on Air Force One with the criminal that has been tolerated for 7 3/4 years by the American people. Now, why would the... I thought they were at war with each other. I thought they were arch enemies, friends. I thought they were set one against another. Nope, America, you drank the Kool-Aid once again. I don't know. America, you do this cycle after cycle after cycle after. You just don't get it. You just don't understand this. You really don't. I'm off on another trail now. And I know you need to hear this. I had one of our columnists write to our editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com and basically say, if Bradley Dean doesn't get behind Donald Trump, then I'm there for Hillary Clinton. Are you really that ignorant? You know, last week, I was around an individual that knows the word very well. He knows the word like the back of his hand. And he was praising, he knows it with his head. See, God speaks to the heart, not the head. He was praising Donald Trump. And I said to myself, how carnal can one be? Well, Bradley, if we don't vote for him, then, you know, Hillary's going to be in there. Who told you that? I want to tell you what, America, you've settled for that as your legitimate options when you know that they are illegitimate choices. But this individual who has a head knowledge of the Word of God, praising Donald Trump, that advocates in so many different ways the immoralities and abominable lifestyles that God condemns. He loves God so much that he approves Donald Trump. Are you kidding me, America? What Charles Spurgeon, again, he said of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. I'm not going to be a partaker to go ahead and help along someone that advocates what God condemns. Are you kidding me? And furthermore, you're in the position that you're in the position right now because you've settled for what they've given to you once again. America didn't learn the lesson. America didn't learn the lesson. You know, it's interesting. We were in some studios on Thursday, all day, 10 hours. And when we'd come out in the break room, they'd have Fox News, CNN. They'd have Donald Trump up there ranting and raving the whole time, handing it over to Hillary Clinton. Handing it over to Hillary Clinton. Folks, it was so unpresidential, I was embarrassed for the guy. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. You're going to answer to God for your choice. And if you think I'm going to advocate someone that advocates what God calls an abomination, from transgender to homosexuality to abortion and murdering the innocent in the womb, to suggest, I'm saying two things here, to suggest that you're a Christian approving an individual that advocate what God condemns on so many different fronts, you are the biggest hypocrite known to mankind. You're the worst of men. Instead of going out there and educating people, isn't it interesting for us as well? Did you know that back during the day, in the 1700s and the 1800s, all the way up into the early 1900s, when a candidate was asked a question, he was given an hour or two to answer each question. Now you're satisfied with the fact that you just like the way they say it, or you just like the way they do it, regardless of their immoralities in which God condemns. See, our walk is before God, America, not before man. And I'm not going to be a partaker of their sins by advocating a vote for their sins. No way. And it's also interesting, friends, too, when you really want to get down to it, isn't it interesting that Hillary, and we have Donald Trump here, that in so many different ways agree on the same things, and yet the American people, because they like the way Donald says it better, well, then you know what? He's the better of the two. Wait a second. Let's go back again. Hillary's not legit. And I'm giving the legitimacy over to Donald Trump due to the fact that he has every right in the world to do what he wants with his money. And if he wants to spend $250 million in an attempt to win the White House, that's his prerogative. That is called capitalism, friends. He has the right to do that. We have the freedom to do that in the country. But you've already accepted Hillary Clinton, who is a criminal, a lifelong politician, a political criminal along with her husband, and murderer. You've already accepted that. So you get, hey folks, let me say it this way. Jeremiah 2:19, thine own wickedness shall correct you, and your backslidings shall reprove you, what you accept and what you're a partaker of. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear, the Lord said, is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. The fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And it's interesting to note in Hebrews 1, the very scepter of the kingdom of God is hating lawlessness and loving righteousness. And it's interesting how these people call themselves Christians when they have not the Spirit of Christ. They have not the love of God shed abroad in their hearts. How come it is that they don't understand that Jesus didn't come to bring peace? He came to bring a sword. He came to bring division and variance. That's what the truth does. It separates darkness from the light. That's what the light does. It separates. And these are the last ones to call it for the way it is according to the Word of God. They want to go, they want to be at peace with a world that's at war with God. And because you're doing that, that's why you have radicals that have been let loose on you. Your nation is being turned into hell, America, because of your own departings from a living God. That's why. If you stood up and you were to be the law that Christ has called you to be, I'll tell you what, your enemies would be so afraid to violate the smallest. But because you're a partaker of violating those laws, you're going to go and you're going to fall into the same pit that those that you advocate dig. And America hasn't learned that lesson yet. America, you're a glutton for punishment. You're daring the justice of God. You've gone past daring the justice of God. And I could go down that road again and go across the boards concerning America, what you have tolerated. But going back to my original point, Bradley Dean doesn't get behind Donald Trump. I'm a part of the problem. You know what, Joker? You are an uneducated fool. The stupidity in a statement made like that. And you know who's doing this? If young people in the colleges, you're listening to me right now, it's the older people that are caught up into the games. It's the older people that should know better. It's the older people that have left you to fall to the communists in the colleges in the first place. They don't care about you. They care about playing who's their favorite politician, who's the golden idol that they want to serve today, rather than God. Shame upon America. Again, Charles D. Montesquieu, going back to my point here, friends, there is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law in the name of justice, Charles D. Montesquieu. And then I started to highlight just a couple minutes ago, friends, about how Hillary's on Air Force One. Yep, that's to show you, America, you have no power to do otherwise concerning her crimes. And notice the day that she did it. Notice the day Barack Hussein Obama put her on the plane with her. He has no business being there neither. Hey, folks, these tyrants, they grind down their slaves. You. America, you don't turn against those that grind you down, those that make you slaves. You leave them to crush you all the more. And through your tolerance of their crimes, they do crush you beneath, little by little, incrementally. Boy, that's a strong statement, isn't it? They, the tyrants, grind down their slaves, you, America, by your tolerance of their crimes. You don't turn against those that commit the crimes. You turn against those that warn you of those that are committing the crimes to your own demise. You leave them to crush you all the more. And through your tolerance of their crimes, America, because you know not God, they crush you beneath. I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring this to a closure. We got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. My Facebook is Bradley Dean. Check it out again, EE. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Radley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Radley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. I got to bring this to a closure. We have been talking about grinding down the American slaves. Folks, they're making you slaves. They're bringing you back into bondage. They're attempting to give authority and unconstitutional, unlawful powers to those that mean to rule over you unlawfully. That's how they make you slaves, by you submitting to it little by little. And again, I brought forth a quote by Thomas Jefferson, speaking of the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Folks, I'll tell you what, when you send the message that you're not going to tolerate any crime in any sense of the word, you're going to cause these people to stand up, and they're afraid to death that you're going to deal with them lawfully. President Thomas Jefferson said it's natural manure. It is. Folks, you're being the one, you're the ones that are under attack. You're not attacking anybody. I mean, now you're allowing the President of the United States to divide and conquer by trying to create racial divisions and getting the black folks angry with the cops. Folks, not all cops are bad. The President's bad from top to the bottom. He's bad. He's corrupt. He's evil. He's wicked. He's a foreigner. Quote me on that. He is a foreigner. He has no business being there whatsoever. He's not working for you. He's working against you. He told you that. Nobody can deny that. Then we talked about Charles D. Montesquieu. We were highlighting the fact that this guy that calls himself the FBI director, who lost all credibility once again, who's been backing up the Clintons by leaving off indictments and charges against their crimes. Speaking of, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would take up this case through his unreasonableness. And folks, it's interesting that he would say that. But again, there's no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law in the name of justice. This is injustice. Charles D. Montesquieu said that. Hey, folks, do you know that Congress now has an 8 to 11% approval rating? See, these are the ones that are to represent the people that have not brought forth charges against them that are leaving off their purpose in government. See, Congress now has an 8 to an 11% approval rating. It's just like the state-controlled narrative, who has less than a 21% approval rating because people don't trust them. And keep in mind, the 8 to 11% approval rating, that's the percentage that's found in those who attempt to justify what they cannot. Read 1 Corinthians 10:12 when you get a moment. America, again, when are you going to draw the line? Isaiah 56:1. Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, for his salvation is near to come, liberation from sin. Read Psalm 94:16. The Lord said, where are those that will stand up against the workers of iniquity? Folks, you act like this is foreign to Scripture. No, what's foreign to Scripture is the professed church in America. Let me tell you. And over again, America stood back and watched the continual assailing of the freedoms which were bought for her at such a high cost. Folks, I come from a military family. And you know, I am my brother's keeper, regardless if I know his name or not, and he's 6 feet under the ground. He fought, bled, magnifying the laws of our Constitution against all tyranny that you're tolerating today. He is my brother in the natural. And in the spiritual, my big brother, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation. He's trying to teach you through the natural what he's teaching you through the spiritual if you'll open up your ears and your eyes. And I'm here to tell you that you're disrespecting their sacrifice at every given step that you allow these criminals to walk. And I'm tired of it. I come from a military family. And I'm not rolling over in the face of what's going on here, friends. It's criminal from A to Z, and it's a foreign government that's attacking you on a daily basis. And I know that there's useful idiots within that think they're playing with little games, but I want to tell you something, useful idiots. Those that play with fire, you're going to be burned. And I want to tell you, those that started the fire, those that you work for, they're going to be burned too. And on a daily basis, this corrupt representative government is attempting to tear down the republic which our forefathers established, said they, by attempting to overthrow it through democracy. And again, keep in mind what James Madison said. He said, democracy is the most vile form of government. Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security. Hello, we want to disarm you. Or the rights of property. Hello, eminent domain. And have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent, violent, violent deaths. It's all coming from our forefathers. And also keep in mind what Thomas Jefferson said, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down to the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Hey, folks, I don't care what Comey said. He's a liar, and he's not there to uphold the law against crime. He's working for those that are committing the crime. Inadvertently or advertently, and I would choose the latter, more so than the former. Okay? They're in it together. In America, furthermore, you know it. Maybe that's why Thomas Jefferson and several other of our signers of the Declaration of Independence said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks, that's really what it comes down to. There is no in-between in both. But by the way, folks, you don't need a commentary on that. You don't need to listen to the same rhetoric for the next hour concerning what's going on in your country. I just gave you the resolve. And I said to you at the beginning of the show, either you're a part of the resolution that needs to be brought forth, or you're a part of the problem. And let me say this, finally. Mark my words on this. I love you enough to tell you, hey, good, bad, and the ugly, listen carefully. The Lord's going to get your attention, America, one way or another. He's going to get your attention one way or another. And if you want to keep going down the road that you're on right now and you want to keep ignoring the Lord, mark my words. He's going to get your attention one way or another. And by the way, friends, that doesn't apply to some. That applies to every single one of us. Because every single one of us are going to have to kneel down and confess that Jesus is Lord. And we're going to have to answer for every idle word and every idle thought and every one of our works before Him on that final day. You can rest assured. Leviticus 26:14. It's either we're going to listen and take heed to his chastisements, listen carefully. Either we're going to listen to and take heed, pay careful attention to his chastisements, America, or his judgments are going to continue to fall. So it's all up to you, because I call heaven and earth to record against you this day, both blessing and cursings, both life and death. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. And what is the whole duty of man? Fear God and keep his commandments, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. There you have it.
That's exactly right. When Bradley is telling you all of the truth of what we are speaking straight from the Word of God, the Bible, the Constitution. It's not our opinion. It's what the Word of God says. We don't align the Word of God to us and our sinful lifestyles. We align us and our sinful lifestyles to the Word of God, because there, only there, can we truly be set free. And as Bradley's been mentioning, too, throughout the program about how we were just in Nashville and driving 19 hours, you know, I think sometimes people look and think, ah, the glamours of travel and road life. And I'm telling you, 19 hours on the road can get a little unglamorous when you're, you know, kind of squished in there in the vehicle. But we're on the King's Highway doing the Lord's work. And we cannot do what we do sincerely without the support of faithful people who believe in this message, which is a black and white, uncompromising, in-your-face line of truth to the people. Not because we hate America, but because we love America and we love all of the people in it to bring forth the truth.
You don't get mad at someone that turns the light on in a dark room. Well,
absolutely.
You're complaining about what's going on in the dark room. You turn the light on so you can see what's going on. And it's interesting how people will get angry with you for turning those lights on.
That's exactly right.
That's called love, friends.
That's exactly right. And those people who listen in the end, they come back and tell you thank you, because they really see how you are sincerely looking out for them. And for those of you who are listening, and maybe you have heard this asked many times and you haven't really done anything about it, you haven't gone online, you haven't checked it out, you think, well, you know, I support this, that, or the other thing. I would ask you, what you're supporting, are they faithfully preaching the truth, first and foremost, straight from the Word of God? Are they doers of the Word and not hearers only? Are they there to entertain the sheep, or are they going out to seek and save that which is lost? And that's what this ministry is all about. So please support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. As I've mentioned before, there's several different options for you to choose one. You choose the best one that's good for you and good for your family, and you support this work faithfully on a monthly basis. All of you sons and daughters of liberty out there, they're across the United States. They're in California. They're in Texas. They're out on the East Coast. They're in Minnesota. They're in Wisconsin. They're everywhere in between, because they see the importance, and they know that together we can win America back for Christ and restore back to the foundations that made us great. So please do. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. Don't delay. We can't do this without you.
First John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk at you soon. See ya.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.